Glory to God forever. This is WNR. This is Jim A. I want to pass along something that I think is so important. The key to walking with Jesus Christ, the whole key, is knowing the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of Jesus. And I mean, that's the key. And really, that's knowing Jesus. That's knowing the Father. You know, when we progress, we start to really realize the simplicity of walking with Him, that it's simple. It's, you know, He's God Almighty, the one true God. We are nothing without Him. And He's everywhere. And so everywhere we go, He's there. We can, you know, a great man of God said there's a miracle coming right at you or going by you all the time. His presence is we're either experiencing His presence or we're not. And it's not Him, it's us. You know, we need to get rid of our old nature. He teaches us. And so this series is Jesus teaches us the process of walking with Him and all the things that we need to know, such as forgiveness. That's something that I'm working on all the time, you know, forgiving. Many, many keys. There are many keys, of course. But we don't have to worry about those, because Jesus is going to show us what we need to do. You know, as we go forward with Him, He's going to show us. And so ironic that people think that it's religion and that it's boring, and then they think that it's complicated. You know, that you have to, it's not. You know, it's glorious. It's, you know, he makes us new. I want you to, if you can, go read Ezekiel 16, 9 through 14. It's glorious about what God reveals here about what He wants to do with us. You know, His glory, His majesty, His beauty, that's what we are seeking. And to receive the miracles, I need to hear this myself, you know, to receive the miracles, seek Him, just seek Jesus. I just want to give some highlights of the Ezekiel passage. And let me say this, before we find the Holy Spirit, you know, nothing in our, we can do nothing in our walk with God. I mean, the Bible doesn't come alive, nothing works. When we find Him, everything changes and everything comes alive. So, this is Ezekiel starting in 9. I washed you in water, I thoroughly washed off your blood, I anointed you with oil, I clothed you in embroidered cloth, gave you sandals of badger skin. I clothed you in fine linen and covered you with silk. I adorned you with ornaments, put bracelets on your wrists, a chain on your neck. I put a jewel in your nose, earrings in your ears, a beautiful crown on your head. You were adorned with gold and silver, and your clothing was of fine linen, silk, and embroidered cloth. You ate pastry of fine flour, honey, and oil. You were exceedingly beautiful and succeeded to royalty. Your fame went out among the nations because of your beauty, for it was perfect through my splendor, which I had bestowed on you. In Psalms we read, on the glorious splendor of your majesty, and on your wondrous works will I meditate. That's the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's the Holy Spirit. He's the answer, and He Himself is the answer. Knowing Him is the whole thing. And as we go, you know, the deepest reality is fellowshipping with Him. glory to God. But that's only reserved for people who get into the third phase and who prove themselves worthy. And that's a deep thing. Those are deep things that, you know, he tests us. He watches to see what we do. And so it's, those are deep things, but I just want to share these things with you. Please visit our website, wonderreality.org, and email us, hello@wonderreality.org. More soon. Blessings to you and your loved ones.